There's a little commentary here that I want to share with you, and it's about discipline. Not the book of discipline that we have in the church. The book of discipline is not doctrine for United Methodist Church. The book of discipline basically is how we operate as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But this commentary says this. These are Jesus' guidelines, talking about that scripture that I read, for dealing with those who sin against us. They were meant for, the first thing, Christians, not unbelievers. Second thing, sins against you and not others. And the third thing, conflict resolution that is done in the correct context of the church, not the community at large. Jesus' words are not for a license for a frontal attack on every person who hurts us. They are not permission to start destructive gossip or a church trial. They are designed to reconcile those who disagree so that Christians can live in harmony. So when someone wrongs us, we often do the opposite of what Jesus recommends. We turn away in hatred or resentment, seek revenge, or spread gossip by contacts. In contrast, we should go to that person first, as difficult as it may be. Then we should forgive them, as the needs. Integrity and forgiveness are the foundation to effective discipline, the goal of which the restoration of broken relationships. Think about that. Scripture says that God was reconciling the world to himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. We have a biblical mandate to reconcile. Not that we always have to agree. My friend John Riley, who is over at Calvary Church this morning, as they're doing their homecoming, and he was there with them last night, but we couldn't get an opportunity to go. We had too many things to try to get ready. And he often said in some of his little messages that the Bible commands us to love one another, and we have to do that as hard as it is, but we don't have to go fishing with them. And it's the same with Christian brothers and sisters. There might be some things that we don't like about them, or they irritate us or something like that. When Bubba's funeral was taking place, when I visited with the sisters, one of the things that just struck me, Tina said, you know, Bubba was easy to love, but hard to like. And that's a picture of that reconciliation, because even sometimes as irritated as Bubba was, we loved him to death, as we accepted him the way that he was and who he was, and because he had a kindred spirit.